Three by ways, the way, this is a whole series of Sabbath, part two.
Now we have two Jeremys, look confusing. That comment was not the right view. Is that what you go by? You go by Jeremy?
Yeah. Which Jeremy were you talking to?
The other Jeremy.
And they sit right there, too.
I know.
It's even worse.
Yeah. Thanks for the that was wonderful.
But he was actually talking to me. That was totally fine.
Okay. Who wants to read? Good.
Amar Rav Barakin Masaba. Rav. Hoshana Kula Adam Mispala Kalakadosh Melakol Hitzadaka Mishpat. Hut Mesar Yamim Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurin. Shemispala Hamelacha Kadosh Ba Hamelacha Mishpat.
Okay. It's an interesting thing that Melech Leif Tzedakah Mishpat, it seems there were different Gersos on that.
Yeah.
So then?
You mean Hakel Ham Mishpat?
Yeah, what would they say all year long?
Rabbi Yonah says Hakel Mishpat, right?
He says, yeah. There's a funny, there's a Chuvus of Rambam where he doesn't have Melech, I think. Okay. There's a whole problem because he has it in the Yad that way. He has it in the Yad differently than he says in the Tshuva.
In the Tshuva Shofina?
Yeah. But over here he's saying that why all year long a person is Mispalel Hakel HaKadosh. Okay, Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. Two separate brachas. Except for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then what do you say?
You say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat.
You say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay, let's see Rashi.
Rashi says, HaMelech HaKadosh, Lifi Shebiyonim Halalu, Hu Marel Malchuso, Lishpot Es HaOlam.
So he shows his Malchus. During those days, he shows his Malchus, because it's the time of Mishpat. Okay, that is who? That's Rav.
Okay, so
that's what I understand, HaMelech HaKadosh. But what's so different between a Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat and a Melech HaMishpat?
Yeah.
It's funny, the Ha Melech HaMishpat is Rashi says it really just means Melech HaMishpat. It's all it really means Melech HaMishpat. But some holds you can also say Ha Melech HaMishpat, you have to go back too.
You're saying it's Lav Dafka?
No, he's saying that's what it means. It doesn't mean anything different than Melech HaMishpat. Sometimes that's the way the Pesukim, he gives you the Pesukim where there's a hay, an extra hay. Yeah, so what's Melech HaMishpat as opposed to Melech Oev Tzedakah HaMishpat?
One's expressing in an attribute, one's saying that's what he is. I mean, he is justice. I mean, the Rush brings it down, it's not me saying it. He brings it down and he says that, Melech HaMishpat is either saying that he is like Mishpat, right? And otherwise, it's just an attribute of him that something he requires from us that we are also just, we also justice.
Okay, let's look at the Rush. Yeah, he says Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. Where is that?
No, it's
the Kesef Mishnah.
Oh,
it's the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. Sounded familiar, but I couldn't remember where I saw you. Kesef Mishnah. Okay, good.
Bad guess.
Where's Kohen Rukh Manoach, huh?
Where's that? The end of Perek Beis?
Yeah, Perek Beis will be a chet.
Yeah, because of Rav Rimanoch. Melech Oev Zoko Umishpot Mashma Sheyisnahagu Beruov B'Tzedek Uvemishpot. So he's saying that's in terms of God's, that's in terms of Maisei Hashem, that he leads his creatures, his creations, that's the way he leads them. He leads
that's
them.
That's one all year round.
That's the one all year round. Aval Hamelech Hamishpat Ratz Lomer Shehu Yisbarach Shofet HaOlam. So he is. It's not about his actions, but it's about him. Inami Mashmashu Atzmo Hamishpat. That's what you're saying. Gemara Sheanu Omrim Hu Hayodeya Hu HaChokma. I mean, it's the source of all of these things. Right. She'ein lomar lo yisbarach chacham u'mevin. All right, we'll have to go through this. She'nir shu kone ha'chachma v'abina me'acher. Means God is not a chacham like a man is a chacham. A man has to be kone his chachma. It's something other than him.
Right.
It's apart from him. Right. So that we say hu ha'chacham. Hu ha'chachma. You don't say that he's a chacham. We'll get into these ideas a little bit more. Okay, good.
Where was that?
On was it Bezuches?
Yeah, Bezuches.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Rabbi Elazar, Amar Apilu, Amar Hakel Hakadosh Yasa. Shneamar Yigla.
Yeah. So it's interesting. We have just Hakel Hakadosh, right? The Rif had both, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everybody knows what we do.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what we do. Everybody knows that we're mechalik between forgetting HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat.
Yeah.
But yet the Gemara seems to treat them all the same. It's part of what, right? But over here you see, you could say the Gemara is, according to this gear, so the Gemara is treating them differently.
Right. Although at the end, though, one's in Ilkhasa, though.
Yeah.
That's true. That's the Ilkhasa. No question about that. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so he says, so even if you said Hakel Kadosh Yasa, Shemar V'Yigba, and Hashem Tzavakos B'Mishpat, then Hakel Kadosh Nikdash B'Mishpat.
Yeah, okay, so let's get, do you have an
Anachthe,
or
do
you
have
one?
Here.
Oh, you have one with the Rashi?
You keep telling me.
Like
a
little
film. Good, Jeremy.
Oh,
Bill did eject today.
Yeah?
Go to Kitov. I got a whole bunch of farm today.
You're going?
Why not?
Can I go with you?
Okay.
You're going?
This is the pasuk we used before the chasima, right?
Alright, it's all on Zadie Jack.
From me too?
Hey, this is exactly why I would like to have more control over the device.
Which is a kosher game.
Vayigba Hashem Tzvokos Ba Mishpot V'Akel HaKadosh Nikdash Tzvaka. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So let's see, Rashi says like this. Vayigba Hashem Tzvokos Ba Mishpot Kishiyasa Mishpotim Bohem Yigba Shmo Ba'olam. So when he does Mishpat with them, his name is elevated in the world. Okay? V'Akel HaKadosh Yiskadesh b'tzoch b'socha tzadikim anasharam b'chem. So he's saying like this. Vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat. What does that mean? That means when God does mishpat, his name is elevated. Okay. In the world. Yigba shmo ba'olam. And why is it switched now? V'akel HaKadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. Rashi's learning Yiskadesh Besoch HaTzadikim HaNishorim Bohem. What does that mean? It means apparently after the Mishpat, right? the tzaddikim who are left
will sanctify God's name.
What?
Will sanctify God's name.
Will sanctify God's name.
How is that? We're saying that among them. How are you saying?
What?
Does he mean to them or does he mean through them?
Yiskadesh besocha tzaddikim anasharim achem.
How is that different than the first one, though?
Well, how is it different? Yeah, how is it different? Radak is a little different. He says, "Ba'o similar, ba'oso mishpat shiyase berisha Yisrael, yiyehu gavoa b'mishpato, v'yomu kihu rom v'naso v'shofet olam, kirtzono." V'akel hakadosh ba'asoso b'hem ha-mishpat yiyeh nikdash b'hem k'mo sh'amar b'krovay hakadosh v'nikdashti b'hem. Okay. Yeah, so what it's a difficult pasuk.
Yeah.
So what do you say here?
I mean, just when you're talking about v'yigva Hashem Hashem, right, that refers to the, like, that would seem to refer more to how widespread the knowledge is, as opposed to Niskadesh, which is like a difference in terms of the idea itself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like Yisgadel, Yiskadesh.
Right.
So one is the first one would seem to be that in terms of more people knowing it, or it being more evident. Whereas Yiskadesh, you're saying that God's name is being differentiated, you know, that the idea of Hashem is being, you know, is somehow, you know,
fine.
Being refined, yeah. I don't know how in this particular circumstance, but those just seem to be the two different things.
Okay, so we have to work on the pshat in this pasuk a little bit. All right, go ahead. We're just going through the Gemara here. We'll come back and try to...
Okay, so
you hear what Matt is saying, though? Matt is saying... I mean, you have to understand what is... We're going to have to try to understand... In order to understand this, we have to understand a little bit about
Kadosh.
Right. Yeah, but what it means by Kedusha. And that, I mean, that's essential to understanding the sugya, I think, because we're saying a slight change in the, that bracha is Kedusha Hashem. That's the bracha of Kedusha Hashem. Takadosh. So, for some reason, we have to try to think about it like this. If I would say, the way to think about it, it would seem like this. This Gemara. Why is Hakel HaKadosh appropriate all year long? That's to be the first question. Why is Hakel HaKadosh appropriate all year long? Okay. And if it's appropriate all year long, why is HaMelech HaKadosh all of a sudden appropriate now? Okay. That's what Rav holds. The question is, what exactly does Rabbi Elazar hold? Okay, what exactly does he hold? Does he agree lechatchila, and he's just arguing b'di'eved, or is he even arguing lechatchila? Correct. And that's why I'm hesitating to define the machlokas at this point, because I think it's very important to know if these arguing the Chachila be the other verse. But those are the things that should be rolling around in your head, looking for places. Okay.
Another question, maybe.
Yes.
According to what Jeremy said, for the bracha from Mishpat, besides from asking what is different about the Sarah's made tshuva, they have to change the Lashon. If the Lashon that you say during the year is so flawed, trying to ask you what makes
right.
You okay to use that Lashon year round.
Right. Can I ask the same question over there? Okay. That's correct. Why is it appropriate to have, like the Kesef Mishnah quoted, the all year long we say it in terms of the way God is Noeg Ba'olam, and now we change it to a more closely associated expression, attribute. Okay, go ahead.
Alright, so he finishes his explanation. He says, "Emosai v'yigva Hashem
tzarakos b'mishpat." Oh, so he's dashing the pasuk. So when is this pasuk? When is v'yigva Hashem tzarakos b'mishpat? That the asar yom shemar shon v'yad yom kippur. And yet it says Hakel HaKadosh. But doesn't also say v'yigva Hashem tzarakos b'mishpat? Yep. So you see, a Kala Kadosh is good all year long. It's good all year long.
It's good
all year long.
With no exceptions.
With no exceptions.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. So what happened with this?
Okay, so my Allah. Amar Rav Yosef, Kala Kadosh,
so Rav Yosef went with what?
With Kala Kadosh and Melech Ohev Tzedakah
Mishpat. Right.
And Rabba Amar Melech HaKadosh Ba Melech HaMishpat.
And Hilchos was Kerava. Okay, so let's take a look at the riff. Anybody have anything you want to say so far? Another question? And like I say, I'm trying to... I don't want to try to define it too soon. But... you have any questions on what we're doing? So far?
Zion.
Okay, it's a bit of a lengthy Rabbeinu Yonah, but not so bad.
Can we start with the riff or the Rabbeinu Yonah?
Start with the riff.
Okay. So he says, Amar Rabba Barkin and Azava, he's made Rab, Kolosh and Kula, Mishpala Adam, Hakel HaKadosh, Umelech Lohev, Tzedakha Mishpat. Kut Meser Sayamim, Shemain, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tikurim, Shu Mishpala HaMelech HaKadosh, Behamelech HaMishpat. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afilu Aseres, Hayamim, Shabin Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Imamar Hakela Kadosh, Hakela Mishpat, Yata. Shnemar Vigba, Hashem Tzavakos, Bimishpat, Hakela Hakadosh, Nitash, Bitstaka. Right, so he mentions, okay, Umai Havyala, Vasikna, Hilchasa, Hamelech Hakadosh, Hamelech Hamishpat.
So that's the Hilchasa. Hilchasa, Hamelech Hakadosh, Hamelech Hamishpat. Okay? Umidas, now the riff makes the deduction.
Umida asikna hachi, shlomina, delesa, le de Rebbe Elazar, de amar im amar hakel hakadosh vahakel hamishpat, yatsa.
So it's a strange way to put it, isn't it? I mean, why don't you just say, normally if you have two shitas, and the Gemara will choose one, and say, the Hilchasa is like this one. You don't say, and since the Paschim, the Hilchas are like this one, we don't follow the other one. I mean, that's what the Hilchas is.
Yeah.
Right? But the riff is saying you have to make a deduction. From the Hilchas, now we deduce something, and now we know what to do if you mess up. Right? Good.
Okay, so he says,
because now we say Rabbi Elazar doesn't exist anymore. That's it. The words of Rabbi Elazar are gone. Lay still with Rabbi Elazar. We don't have him anymore. He's not significant anymore. And therefore,
lo yata, kemi shelo yata, sarach lachzor,
the chen hilchasa. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Yonah tries to explain what the riff is doing over here. Tries to explain what the riff's deductions are. What's his deduction? Okay, did you catch that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he says, Vasidna the Hilchasa Hamelech HaKadosh VaHamelech HaMishpat. In Lefarsh, the Rabbi Elazar Haya Omer de Lechatkila LeYatza Ela B'diavad.
So now the question is like this. Maybe you'll say that what? That Rabbi Elazar says that Lechatkila you're not Yotze, but you're Yotze B'diavad.
Okay, so he says...
So I mean, they're just arguing Lechatkila.
Right.
What's the preferable thing to say? Rav says it's preferable to say a Melech HaKadosh, and Rabbi Elazar says it's preferable to say a Kel HaKadosh. Go ahead.
And so he says, Im Isa, Rabbi Elazar, the High Pligi, because if it were true that they were arguing about this, the Rabbi Savaleh, Bein Lechatkila, Bein B'diavad, Tzarech Shiomar HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat, Rabbi Elazar Savaleh, Lechatkila, Tzarech Shiomar HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat, Aval B'diavad, Im Amar HaKel HaKadosh VaKel HaMishpat Yata. Right, so if they were only arguing on
Ain Lefarsh that what?
Right.
Knows what does Rebbe Elazar? What's Rebbe Elazar saying?
Right.
can say that he's saying what? Can say he's saying
that you need to say l'chatchila hamelach hakadosh and hamelach mishpat.
Right.
Bidyavid.
It's okay.
You don't. You're okay.
But bidyavid, you don't have to say it.
Right.
And what? And Rabba is saying that
either
what?
Way.
You always need to say hamelach hakadosh and hamelach mishpat, and you're not yotzei bidyavid.
Okay. Why can't you say that?
Okay. So he says you can't say that because imkain lo haya lo
lomar. That would mean say it's a complete machlokas. I mean, right? That,
No,
right. Oh, I'm sorry. L'chatchila, he's saying you should say it, right? Maybe they're just arguing
bidyavid.
But everybody agrees, right? Good. Maybe they're just arguing bidyavid. But everybody agrees it's preferable to say melech hakadosh. Okay, good.
All right, so you can't say that because in Cain, lo haya lo lomar, but maskana lashon v'hilchasa hamelech hakadosh v'hamelech mishpat. The lashon v'hilchasa v'atzal lomar shekach yesh lo lomar l'chatchila.
Right. So he's saying the lashon of hilchasa is a lashon of l'chatchila. What should you do with l'chatchila?
Yeah,
this lashon hilchasa, at least hilchasa melech kadosh melech mishpat means that's the girsha that you should say.
Right.
That's what it means. That's what you should say. You want to know what you should daven? You should daven a melech kadosh and a melech mishpat. Okay. So, but if what?
The kevin b'bein Rava u'bein Rabbi Elazar tarvai hu savri lehu l'chatchila tzarich shi'omar hamelech hakadosh v'hamelech mishpat. So if both Rabbi Elazar and Rava held that you needed to say hamelech hakadosh and hamelech mishpat l'chatchila.
Right.
Ma hutrach lomar achakach v'hilchasa hamelech mishpat v'hamelech hakadosh. Right. So why would you need to say it?
Right.
Pshita hu who's there? L'divrei hakol.
Right.
Ma ba'lashmiano v'lipsa halacha b'meh shelo nechleku.
Right. So he's trying to prove that what you can't say that they're just arguing bidyavid, right? And they agree l'chatchila you should say melech hakadosh,
right.
Because the lashon of the v'hilchasa is l'chatchila. This is what you should do. So then you don't need the hilchasa on what they're not arguing on,
right?
Yeah. That's what he's saying. Go ahead.
So if you say that the halacha is bidyavid, lo yata, Elazar shahay omer de bidyavid yata. Right.
So what's the machlokas going to do?
Same machlokas.
Right,
but maybe the hilchasa is telling you
bidyavid. Right. So im kain lo havle le memar ze halashon. Ella, the hilchasa im amar hakel hakadosh v'hakel hamishpat lo yatza.
Right.
Right.
So it doesn't work. The lashon wouldn't say this lashon.
Right. It would say it in terms of
the bidyavid. Right.
Umidik amar le b'hai lishna, mashma de meikara, rabba v'rabi elazar, afilu l'chakil
nechlasu. So now, since that's a deduction, since the lashon of the hilchasa is l'chakil, and there's not going to be hilchasa on what they're not arguing about, so they must be arguing about l'chakil.
Yeah. Alright, namely, the Rabba Haya Omer Bein L'chatchila Bein Bidyavid Tzarech Shiomer La'olam HaMelech HaKadosh VaHaMelech HaMishpat. Rabbi Elazar Omer Shafilu L'chatchila Im Yirta Yachol Lomar HaKel HaKadosh VaHaKel HaMishpat.
Okay, that's a strange thing already. Now, he's saying even if you want to L'chatchila you can say HaKel HaKadosh. But he's okay with a melech hakadosh too, right? Why is he saying that he holds both? Yeah, he takes it out of him. Go ahead.
Is it umayd amar im amar hakel hakadosh lachel mishpat yata?
Yes. So why is he saying?
If you said
right, what's the lomar
that he does? Only the yavin.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a strange. That's what he wants to learn in Machlokas. That Rav holds. You must say what?
Hamelech
Hakadosh. And Rabbi Elazar says it's up to you. What kind of a decision is that? How do you know whether you're a Melech HaKadosh guy or a Kel HaKadosh guy? Or gal? I don't know. How do you do that?
Couldn't
you forgot. It turns out you were... Go ahead.
Okay, Lufikach, Pazak HaTalmud to Rabba. V'amar v'hilchasa ha-Melech HaKadosh, klomar, in lo lomar b'shun inyan, ela ha-Melech HaKadosh, v'ha-Melech HaMishpat.
Ah. So that's the Hilchasa.
Yeah.
The Hilchasa, now he's saying the Hilchasa makes sense. Because since they were arguing the Chathchila, right, and Rav said only this one, and Rebbe Elazar said either one, so now the Maskana of the Gemara is only this one. And that's what the Rav says. Now that we have only this one, we don't have the option sheet of Rebbe Elazar, the other thing is not an option. It's just like Mishana Mazdeh. Right? Okay. Therefore, if you said it, you have to go back. Therefore, if you said it, you have to go back. Okay. One second. Did you go?
Yeah.
Right, this is all further deduction. Alright, let's go. Let's do the whole thing. Go ahead.
So, if you tell Marmon on the Rabbah Shavale, the video of the Loyata. Right. So how do we know that
he
holds that
the Bidiyavid not Yotze? Right. How do we know that he
holds Bidiyavid not Yotze? So Akan Loshmainan Amar Ella Shemis Pala Hamel Hakarash Mamel Hamishba. The Shakach Tarak Lomel Chachila of Bidiyavid Yotze.
Right. Because now we're saying they're arguing with Chachila, but how do you know what they hold Bidiyavid?
Right.
Okay. So he says Vehechi Pasuk Talmuda Aliba Dide De Lolam Lo Yotze Pala. Right. So now he's asking. Or he's treating the psak
right.
as definitive, and now he's asking about Rava.
Right.
If we understood Rava correctly.
Right.
So he says, Yesh lomar, shemitoch divrei Rabbi Elazar, she'amar, im amar hakel hakadosh v'hakel hamishpat yatza, shema inen de Rava sabrele de lo yatza, afilu b'diavad.
Right, because why did, if they're arguing b'diavad, if they're arguing really l'chatchila,
right.
why does he use the lashon yatza?
Right.
Yatza is the lashon b'diavad.
Right. Did he address that question already?
Now what?
This is a different position now, right? I mean, now he's entertaining the possibility that they're only arguing the Chathchila, right? But B'diavad, even Rava would agree that you're Yotze.
No, but saying, isn't that what he was asking?
No, but he shouldn't have expressed that way. He should have said, Im Yotze Yomar, he should have said it the other way.
No,
he was just arguing the Chathchila purely. He should have expressed it differently?
Right. First time it was
like, isn't that exactly what he asked? Like,
now, the first time it was in reference to the Hilchasa. Here it's in reference to whatever you like.
First time he's asking on Rabbi Elazar. He was saying,
you wouldn't need the Lashon of Yatza. You could have used a different Lashon if everybody really agreed that the evidence is good, right?
Well, last time he was talking of Im Omar. Now he's saying of Yatza. That's it.
Right.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay, so he says.
Last time he was trying to show that he holds you can do either one.
Right.
Chathchila, you can do either one.
Right. And he was talking about Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi.
Right.
He was talking about Rabbi. Okay, so he says, Rabbi Elazar Sarvalei Dafilu Lachatchila Im Yirta Yachal Lomar Hakel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mishpat.
Right.
So since Rabbi Elazar holds that even Lachatchila,
right.
then you can choose. Right. So Lohaila Lomar Lashon Yata.
Right.
He shouldn't have said Lashon Yata. Demashma Di Avad Davka. Right.
Right. Because he's only saying one, and he's saying that one is good. That one, if you say that one, you yotze. It's mashma that you shouldn't do it.
Right.
Right.
It says, Ela vada mishum deshamale le rabba de amar lo yatza the filu di avad nakat Rabbi Elazar yatza. Right.
Right. So he's saying, because he knows, because Rabbi Elazar knows that he's arguing with someone who holds you're not yotze,
right.
you're not even yotze if you say that.
So he's saying
he himself really holds.
Him.
Right. Lafugi him, right.
How else would you have said it?
He could have said, doesn't he say? He should have just said, Yomar. This.
Right.
Mishum haki pasuk Talmuda aliba dide. De lo olam tzarech lomar hamelach hakadosh v'hamelach hamishpat. V'im lav lo yatza v'afilu diavad.
Right. That's what the Rif says. And v'askin haki shmeinle t'leizu v'vilozo d'amar v'amar yatza elo lo yatza v'tzarech lachzor d'mash v'ilu the rab v'afilu b'diavad. Haya omer lo yatza. Right. Yeah. Rav Safas Cholkim Alze.
Yeah. Alze Psak. V'omrim De'im Amar Diavad Hakel Kadosh V'Hakel Mishpat Yata. Right. So they say that you are Yotze, even according to Rava.
Right.
If you said Hakel Kadosh V'Hakel Mishpat. Mishum Desavri Lehu De Pruksa De Rava V'Rabbi Elazar Havu B'Haki. De Rabbi Elazar Savra De Afilu L'Chatchila Yachol Lomar Hakel Kadosh Im Yerze Dikas V'Inan. Barabbas are related to Lachatchila, Tzarek Lomar Hamelach HaKadosh VaHamelach HaMishpat, V'Abidiyavet Im Amar HaKel HaKadosh VaHakel HaMishpat, Yatza.
So he's saying that they're only arguing Lachatchila.
Right.
And everybody agrees B'Diyavet is good.
Right.
So why does he say Yatza?
So he says, V'nimsa sh- shikish pasuk atamad aliba deraba lo pasuk ella leinian lechatchila bilvad lo b'diavad yatsa.
Right.
He says, "B'hu tarchu lefarish kain mishum deloshma inan le leraba deamar delo yatsa b'diavad." Yeah.
So it doesn't say anywhere that Rabba never says.
Right.
Right. I mean, who are these? Which Rabbanim is this? Which Rabbanim is Sarfat? It's not Tosus. Tosus doesn't mention it.
Rashi?
I don't know. He doesn't say. But that sounds like a Das Yachid. I mean, nobody holds like that. Okay, now
he's just not bothered about the Lashon Yatza.
Those were being at Sarfas?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead. Let's take the last line. Mi Nira.
Mi Hu Niren Hadavarim Shim Amar Melech Lehev Tzedakah Mishpat Ein Tzarek Laksar Hoil Maskei Lashon Malchus.
Yes, this is Alan Minig.
Right.
As long as you said Melech Lehev Tzedakah Mishpat, you don't have to go back. Because you did use Lashon Malchus.
Well, Im Eidol Maskei Lashon Malchus Tzarek Laksar.
Right. So how could you not say Melech? That's the bracha. Everybody says Melech. So apparently they had a different gersa of all year long. Right. One guy made a mistake and he didn't say, he just said. I think the Rambam in that tshuva said that they used to say Oev Tzedakah Mishpat, not Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat, just Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. So it would be a guy made a mistake instead of saying Melech Mishpat, he added in Melech, but he didn't do it exactly the right way. Yeah. Okay. So anyway. So now we can concentrate more on the machlokas. So what's the machlokas now, according to the way the Rif is learning?
Can you choose?
Can you choose, or can you choose, or must you do hamelach? Now, what type of a tefillah can you choose? I mean, right? I mean, what was the matbea? Right? I mean, Jeremy, what was the matbea? What did they say you should see? It was, I mean, this was a two matbeos in this bracha. This bracha has two matbeos. It's certainly a new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why would this bracha be up to choice? I mean, they were so careful to be masader all the tefillos, and now you get a choice. Yeah. And what's the machlokas? So what are you guys saying?
The ancient Knesset Gadol did the changes for Yom Nirayim also. That didn't happen later. They did the whole thing.
As a matter of fact, I saw the Bach says, this is the Sheet of Satosis, Tosis mentions over here, that even if you missed like Zochein L'Chaim, Michamocha, In the first three brachos, so the Tosafot Sovia says you have to go back. Even if you miss those, Tosafot Sovia says you have to go back. If you miss the Michamocha and the Chayim L'Chaim. So the Bach says that Tosafot must hold that was always the so the ones who say you don't go back, they say because it's not in Shas. Shas doesn't have those insertions. Some of the Gaonim those insertions. But the Bach wants to say, I mean, it's a little bit difficult, but he wants to say that Tosis holds that although it's not in the Shas, there was a Masora all the way back. And since I guess there was never a question about it, it was never mentioned in the Shas. But just the fact that it was not in Shas doesn't mean it wasn't Mesudar from the Anshei Knesset HaGedola.
Right, I mean, the whole Seder Tefillah wasn't...
Right. As a matter of fact, I saw a funny thing in the Rambam. In the Mishnah Yisun about the tzitzis,
they only wrote about it.
He says he says they only wrote a little bit about tzitzis in the Mishnah Yisun, and they don't go into all the details. So because it was Dabar Parsha, everybody knew how to do tzitzis. So
they
get a nasha also. By get a
nasha? He's just like everyone just knows how to eat around the get a nasha.
So the Mishnah Yisun is not a comprehensive, detailed, compilation of every mitzvah. It's to teach you things that you need to know.
Not a Mishnah Torah.
Not a Mishnah Torah. So that's why you can leave certain things out. So that's what the Bach wants to say about Tosas. Those things are not in the Shas because they're Pashut. Okay. So certainly things that are in the Shas. Who asked me the question? Yeah. Certainly things that are in the Shas. Definitely hold to go back all the way.
Okay. We're assuming now that by the Machloka said the Nesach that was said was what during the rest of the year. The option is what Akela Kadosh or Amelcha Kadosh, and what was said during the whole year was.
Well, I don't really mean for the main purpose of what we're doing. It doesn't really matter. Amelcha Mishpat, Amelcha Mishpat is fine.
Even if the option is Melech HaMishpat
or Oev Sokha Mishpat. I mean, in terms of thinking about the problem, I'm really focusing more on the Kael versus the Amelech, and that seems to me the bigger opening. And then once we get to that, then it's just a detailed question of what was Melech always in that year or not. Okay. All right, so you want to think about this a little?
Yeah. Can I ask a difference between Kael and Melech?
Yeah.
Could you say that Kael just refers to God as a power, and Melech refers to God as a power relating to the people? Like a Melech has subjects.
Okay, good, good, good. That's good. Okay, that's good. I mean, that's really the bracha of Kedusha Hashem. I mean,
I was gonna ask about that because it seems like of all the brachos, Kedusha Hashem is the one that talks the least about God's relationship
Correct.
To the creation. So
Odd
that.
Right. Because it does say Melech in the Gemara,
yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In Melech
Hashem.
In Avos. Yeah. Okay. So let's think about this a little and. We'll try to work it out tomorrow. Okay?
Temporary.